Welcome to the Real Reel podcast with Natalie Barbu. Instagram might be your highlight reel, but we're here to talk about the real reel. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Real Reel podcast with me, Natalie Barbu. In today's episode, I have my friend Jada on the show. She is actually the first recurring guest that we have had. She was on my podcast almost exactly a year ago today. We had her right after she graduated high school on the podcast to talk about her future plans, being what it's like being in high school and doing YouTube, her goals in life. And so it's just really nice kind of catching up with her again. And we've been hanging out when she was in New York a few times. I don't want to ignore the state of the world on this podcast. I have addressed Black Lives Matter on my Instagram, on my YouTube. I highly recommend checking out my video on YouTube for my thoughts on everything. And it's not the, I'm not trying to like make it about me at all. I was just trying to kind of start that conversation that I think is really important. And I wanted to continue it on my podcast. So I invited Jada back on the show. I'm just really excited to have her on and to just have a conversation with her about this week, about Black Lives Matter, about what it means to actually support Black Lives Matter movement. And we talk about influencers posting on social media. We talk about PR stunts. We talk about real change that needs to happen. We talk about the difference between protesting back in 2016 compared to protesting back in 2020 with the same Black Lives Matter movement and how so many people are now involved. So I wanted to give the floor to her. I am really excited to be just having this conversation with her, and I would love if you guys could let me know your thoughts on this episode. But yeah, I think it's important to start the conversation. If you want to hear more of my thoughts, you can head on over to my YouTube channel. It was the last video that I posted as I'm recording this today. But anyways, I know that you guys are going to enjoy this episode. I hope that you learn something. I hope that you listen. I hope that you hear a new perspective. For me, that is just the biggest thing that I've learned from everything going on, is how important it is to listen and to hear your Black friends and Black people in your life about their experiences. Only thing that I urge people to do that are maybe confused as to why people are saying Black Lives Matter is just to listen to your Black friends, listen to Black people in your community, and really hear them out. Don't really interrupt them. Don't really try to say your side of things as another minority or as a white person. I think it's just really important to listen. So that's something that I've learned. I also have a lot of great books and resources that I listed on my YouTube channel, and I am going to put the same exact description on my YouTube channel in the show notes because I want you guys to have those same resources. And I also want to say that all the ads in this video are going to be going to the Equal Justice Initiative. So didn't want you guys to think that I will be profiting off of this. So just so you know, that will be going towards EGI, which is an organization that I have supported in the past, and I'm just really, really passionate about criminal justice reform and mass incarceration and the problem with mass incarceration in the United States today. Highly recommend reading Just Mercy, watching the 13th documentary on Netflix, reading the new Jim Crow laws. All of those are amazing, amazing resources. But I want to get into this conversation with Jada, so we're just going to get into it, but I hope that you guys enjoy, and I'm really happy that I'm using my platform for some good. So let's get into it. Hi, Jada. Thanks for coming on my podcast.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on again.
I know.
The last time was like...
A year ago, literally.
A year ago, yeah. Yeah, because I was still in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We did it in my apartment. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
So you are the first recurring guest that I've had, actually.
Wait, really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so special. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm trying to get more people that were like popular and stuff like back on the podcast, but you're the first one. So thanks for coming on again.
You're so special.
But if you guys haven't heard her previous episode, I'll have it linked down in the show notes. But first, just like tell us about yourself for the people that haven't heard that episode or don't know who you are. I'd love to just hear like more about who you are.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'm Jada Jones. I just turned 18 in March. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's where I met Natalie. I was doing my senior exit project because I was graduating early, and I reached out to her and was like, hey, do you want to be my mentor? And she was like, Yeah, that'd be great. And then we like literally just became friends. We ended up moving to New York City a day apart. You moved the first, right. I moved the second. So like everything's just been kind of aligning that way. But basically I moved to New York City because I also, I do social media, but I do mostly acting and musical theater and dance and any kind of artistic thing that you might think of, I do it. So I moved to New York City to pursue that. And yeah, that's just a bit about me. Pretty quick, simple, easy. So yeah.
Yeah, no, you've been doing, how long have you been on YouTube before?
Oh, December 2015, so this December it'll be 5 years.
That's great. 2015 yeah. Sounds like so recent, and then you're like 5 years, and you're like, oh my yeah, god, that's so long.
Yeah, I know,
so
I was like,
long.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, so, and now you're back in Charlotte, so you moved back because of the pandemic, right?
Yes, that was crazy, first of all. Yeah. Let's talk about that, hold on. Like, that entire week, it was like the teens of March. It was like the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th area. That's when everything, like, the world flipped 180 completely, and I was completely living, like, alone at that point, because my dad was visiting just for, like, the first couple months, just to stay with me, just to see how everything is and whatever, and then he left on the 3rd of March, and then he ended up having to drive like 10 hours on the 14th to then come and get me. So they did like a round back trip, and he like, it was like a week he wasn't here, so it was just so weird, such a weird time, and like everything flipped in a day, quite literally.
Yeah. And you had like temporary housing though, so you didn't have like a lease that you had to break
or
anything.
I had
an
Airbnb, but honestly there's a lot of tea with that going on right now, just because like the person who was hosting our place is now like asking us to pay this huge, like not even like a little, but like a huge like cancellation fee. But then there's this whole thing with Airbnb's like pandemic policy and how some things aren't covered, because I had a weird thing for Airbnb. Usually you book a place for like 30 or like less than 30 days. It's usually like 2 days you stay for a vacation type thing. But me, I had a place booked from January 15th to May 15th. So that was such a different circumstance. So now they're just trying. It's like a literal legal battle right now. But you know, we love that.
Oh my gosh. No, I know. This is not. This year is like
insane.
It just so much has happened. Insane. Yeah. Yeah. So how has it been with you being back in Charlotte, like with Corona and then also with everything like with protesting mm-hmm. going on and all of that? Have you been like active in that or how's it been?
So let's see. Getting back to Charlotte from New York was just, first of all, insane. I've never actually driven from New York to Charlotte ever. So this was my first time like taking the drive. Usually it's a flight, 2 hours, I'm there. So the sleep, like I slept the entire ride because I was just, first of all, so sad, so like upset, not knowing how to feel, because it feels like you're taking 10 steps backward after having so much independence. Like even though I'm young, like I have so much independence, like just like moving to New York City literally alone. So it was just so weird because I slept the entire ride back, so when I woke up it felt like I teleported and it was a dream. I'm not even kidding. So it was so weird. And the virus just had me thinking about just so many things. I had so much time to be alone yet with my family, but then on top of that now more things are happening, and now this whole Black Lives Matter protest movement is like coming back up. The last time we did this was 2016 and I was also a part of that, so it's like now it's like thing after thing after thing and things just keep arising, so it's like my emotions are just kind of all over the place. Same thing as when Corona started, honestly. But yeah, it's been feeling really weird. I've been active in the protests. I've been to two so far, just because this is something that is really important to me and something that is really near and dear to my community and where I went to school and everything that we stand for. So yeah, it's just, I had a conversation with someone the other day and I was like, I genuinely don't know how to feel about everything going on. Like my energy is pulled in so many different directions and honestly, it just doesn't feel right. Like something just feels off. This isn't normal, which is good sometimes. Like we need change, we need things to shake mm-hmm. us up a bit, which is why I feel like the pandemic's here. I feel like this is why this is here again. So I mean, good and bad things, of course, but I think it's really good to just take this time to reflect and just see what's important to you, see what's important to other people, and listen, and just listen. So yeah,
but, yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to just listen as much as possible, mm-hmm. encourage other people to listen. And I mean, you've been a part of this, like you said, since 2016.
Literally.
And you've been protesting since 2016. And mm-hmm. you're 18, right?
Yes.
You're not 19 yet? Yeah, 18 years old. Like, the fact that you've been doing this since you were, what?
Yeah.
14?
Yeah.
It's 14 years old is just insane. And I feel like it's kind of crazy that as a child you have to be participating in protests. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, that's just, like, kind of crazy to think about. But how have you noticed the shift in it? Because I feel like, obviously, Black Lives Matter, I remember being in high school and hearing about it, mm-hmm. and being, like knowing what the movement was and the actual organization was. But have you noticed a big shift? Because I feel like now it's all, like, rightfully so, it's, like, on social media a mm-hmm. lot more, like, white people are actually paying yeah. attention to it than before, rather than just having it be in the Black community with a few white people that are paying attention. So mm-hmm. have you noticed a difference in that, like, since you've been doing it for so long?
I've noticed such a huge difference. I think the first time when all of this started happening, I mean, there were lots of local things happening. There were riots uptown in Charlotte as well.
Right.
And it was kind of quote-unquote dangerous to go to school. I think we had some kind of, like 2 hours, like we had something where it's like we weren't going to school at a normal time, something like that. Maybe I'm lying, but I don't know. But it's just, we did it in school, and I guess being younger, like being 14, I remember having to like leave class because I wanted to stand up for something that I believed in, you know. And social media, I actually wasn't on social media until like I think 7.5 grade, I'm gonna say, because it was just like in that middle time. So social media wasn't something that I was super like, yeah, like social media, you know. But like now I think mm-hmm. especially because all of us in high school have seen this, we're now on social media more than ever, being 18, 19, 20, the ages that we are now. And like, we're the people leading this, like we're the people talking about it and getting other generations to talk about it. So now, but social media is also just very toxic in that way. There are lots of good information, like there is a lot of good there's a lot of good information going out there, and a lot of messages being spread. But now there's so many messages being spread that it's like, what do I listen to? What's actually going to benefit? What's going on? You know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So now social media has blown this in a really good way out of proportion. But at the same time, I think it's important that we do sit with ourselves and reflect on what we're reposting and what we're telling each other to listen to and like all that stuff, because that is at the end of the day all that we're consuming. So we really got to be careful with what's going on, you know. So yeah, right. That's the biggest change. Technology for sure. It's just had a spike up with this especially. So yeah.
I just wanted to take a quick break to thank TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds for sponsoring today's episode. Are you having trouble sleeping, focusing, or relaxing? If the answer is yes, then TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds podcast has got you covered. This hour-long podcast is made to help you get rid of distractions, reduce stress, relax, and get better sleep. You can listen to the sounds of nature, white noise, relaxing music, and so much more. You can check out the TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds podcast on Spotify or wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Right. And I think that with social media, I think it's great that that is a good way to get people to hear more about it and to learn more. But do you ever feel like some people could be just like posting just to post, or
ooh,
posting
girl,
just
ooh, girl. Ooh,
I knew girl. You were going to have something to
oh,
say about
my
this.
About Look, I got to word my words very carefully. So I think that as an influencer, no matter white, Black, Hispanic, anything that you are, it doesn't matter. Your job, quote unquote, like is quite literally in your name, influencer. I don't like the name influencer. There's just not really any other thing to call it. But like, as an influencer, you're supposed to influence. And if you're just, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, it's very important to me that when I follow somebody, I need them to have their own sense of opinion, whatever it is, because I think that staying so just neutral in like any situation, not just this, just neutral with anything that you believe, you are going to let everybody run over you, or not even run over you, because you don't have an opinion about anything. You just want to promote other brands. You want to stay this like how do I say it? It's like
not
a model,
like
yeah, like not controversial. Yeah. I don't want to step on people's toes, but that's quite literally the issue. You don't have a stance on anything, and that kind of like makes me kind of repel away from influencers that are very just like, I'm just gonna post this and say this. And I've seen so many disgusting things on social media over the past couple of days of like people using the Black Lives Matter movement as a photo op, and I cannot even fathom someone even thinking about doing that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's insane. I think I'm not going to force anyone to post. I don't need some of my white influencers to go ahead and post and say whatever they need to say because they feel pressured to say it. I think I even saw a post this morning that was like, as a Black man, like, I don't need white influencers trying to post just to post. Like, otherwise you're just spreading 10 different thousands of messages and like not knowing
right.
what you're saying. So I'd rather you just sit and reflect on the things that you've probably done, sit and reflect and think about everything that's going on and how you might have been racist and not know it. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I don't see anything wrong if you don't post, but I do see an issue, especially if on Tuesday you posted a black square and disappeared off of social media. Then the next day you deleted your black square and continued to go ahead and post whatever you did. Wow, so noble of you to like stand in solidarity with us. At least if you posted the black square, post some information, use that data, spread and like show that like you actually stand with this. Or I mean, you didn't have to say anything at all, honestly, but don't post a black square just to be a part of the trend, because this isn't a trend, you know? So that's a big that's been a big thing over the past couple of days. Had to do a lot of unfollowing, honestly, just on YouTube, on Instagram, just seeing where people's priorities lay, you know? And it's just interesting.
I think it's just one of those things that a lot of times people, especially as an influencer, you don't realize that your followers really do know who you are, like, more than you think they do. So when you're just posting something, if they, you've never said anything about it before, if you, if you're just posting generic quotes that everyone else is posting, or just, like, little cute graphics, like, not that those aren't helpful at all, but I think that if it's not coming from your heart, what, just don't, I don't know.
I agree. I definitely
agree. It's not, like, like you were saying, reflect, listen, and then if you want to post, like, post something from your heart or post some information or post some things that are going to make a difference. But if you're just posting a black square or like a little cute graphic, then I just feel like it's not, people can see that,
especially if it's
really
just like, oh, I needed to match my aesthetic, like, oh my gosh, I've just like, it's an issue, honestly, not just with this, with anything that you stand for. Like, if you're just posting just so that it matches your aesthetic, I'm like, sis, we've got to reevaluate why you're quote unquote an influencer. What are you exactly trying to influence right now? Because it seems like you're just trying to stick up with your numbers and keep up with your numbers. I've seen some influencers over the past couple of weeks really like actually say what they feel about this stuff, even though they might get quote unquote canceled by their predominantly white influence. And like, you know, but they were willing to do that because they know that what they're saying is what they believe. And I look up to that so much. Like, you know, so I'd rather someone just either say what you believe or just don't say anything at all. Don't try and force anything, you know, like, but do sit back and reflect, do educate yourself, do think about all of the things that you've done over the past couple of years and maybe reflect, you know? So I feel very, it depends on the person though, honestly, it really does, because there's some people who just would rather choose to be quiet and not really say anything so that they can sit and reflect. And I respect that. And I know some people who have done that. But then on the flip side, there are just some people who are posting tens of thousands of things just to seem like they're quote unquote good. You don't need to seem good to me. Trust me. You don't need to seem good. Just like, you do what you need to do. But like, that's a lot.
Right. No. And I mean, also with like protesting and stuff, I'm really happy that we see so many more people actually going. I'm sure that you've noticed a difference going to it 4 years ago and then now. Like, have you seen like a lot of more people joining in?
So in 2016, I actually only did the protest at school because, first of all, I didn't really have an opinion on this. Like, I know you watched my video, but I did speak about how, like, growing up, I've always been very confused on my identity and like my racial identity, because I am mixed, so I'm not fully black. And some black people always tell me, like, you're not black enough. And then the white people tell me I'm not white enough, even though I don't have any white in me, so I'm never going to be white enough. But like, and so, but like, I'm black and Asian, and it's like, what am I fighting for? And like, right now, I'm not going to go ahead and say, well, like, I'm Asian too. Asian lives matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I've always been confused on my identity as well, but I think growing through this and like growing up and kind of figuring out everything, I do see so many mixed people as well coming to these protests, and so many white people just joining in solidarity. Like, being at a protest, you have to know what to do, like, on all sides, because it's like, you don't want to steal away from the attention, you don't want to start chants and stuff if this isn't for you. Like, you need to stand there in solidarity. So I did these protests at school. So when I was at school, it was always just kind of like, I'm going to chant because I know I'm standing up for my black brothers and sisters. But like, I also experienced these kind of things too, but I didn't want to put the attention on me, because it's not about me. It's really not. Even though I am black, I just think that I do have privilege. I still do have privilege being a lighter skin tone. There's even bias and like racial bias and all that stuff with light skinned and dark skinned African Americans, and that's a thing, that's a whole other thing. But right now we're focusing on the black community as a whole, and right now, if that's what you can do, it's like what you can support, then that's fine. But like, yeah, for like uptown, like, oh god, there's so many people, there were so many people of all shapes, color, sizes, genders, like anything, you know. And it was just so beautiful to see, because I think right now everyone is waking up, and whether if that is from social media, then cool, like, then that means we're doing something right, you know. So
Right, right. And seeing as how many people are finally starting to, like, care and listen,
yeah.
Is that to you, like, do you think that's, it's kind of like, oh my God, about time? Or, I don't know, because sometimes I feel like, where were you 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. Or where were you in the past, yeah. Like, when this was still going on? So, mm-hmm. I feel like, is it a, I know it's a good thing, but, like, are you also, saying, like, yeah. But where were you? Like, why yeah. this? Why did this make you wake up? Like, right. To me, how the way I look at it is, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, my God, I knew so much for so long. Like, no. This mm-hmm. was something I had to learn and educate myself in the past years, and I haven't been as vocal as I am now. So, like, I'm part of the people that are, like, posting way more now than before. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where it's, like, where literally 3 weeks ago, Ahmaud Arbery was
yeah.
killed. Right. And this was still not as big of a deal.
No, like, no.
To me, I'm like, what changed?
I asked the exact same question. I know exactly where you're coming from. And, like, honestly, me too. Like, I don't think that if people wouldn't have blown this out of proportion, I don't think I would have been as, like, passionate about it as well. But I think that it's because so many people, like, we learned this in psychology, like, that kind of, like, herd mentality type thing. And, like, we just kind of, everyone, I think a big part of it, honestly, is the fact that we've just been quarantined for so long that all of this built up anger and energy from anywhere that we can grab it from at this point is, like, pissing us off. Like, it just frankly is. So I think that that's a big reason for it. Like, even though 3 weeks ago we were still in quarantine, I think it's been happening back to back to back so many times within this mm-hmm. past month that it's just getting out of hand. And so frankly, now that everything's opening up at this time right now, I think since counties and cities and states are opening back up, I think everyone's like, you know what, I'm gonna go stand in protest. And now everyone's seeing that they're standing and protesting, and it's all that group, like, herd. So everyone's right. like just super fueled about this topic, that I think that's why this was a specific one that took everyone, like, above and beyond, which is great. It really is. But
it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I do wonder, like, why do we shut up after 2016? Like, I really do wonder, because it was really loud back then. Like, everyone was super loud about it in 2016. And yeah, why did it take till 2020? I don't know. But I think, honestly, it could be the planet shifting around, something going on. But, like,
yeah.
I strongly believe in that, too. So, something. But, yeah.
No,
for sure.
I'm not trying to... Yeah, I'm not saying it's, like, a bad thing. It's just, to me, I'm like, I wonder why. Like,
yeah,
it's,
no,
like,
me too. I do. I really do as well. Because it's, like, where did this come from? Like, this has been going on for so long. So freaking long. But I think also, just because everything's starting to be recorded, that, like, everyone's, like, seeing it full hand and can quite frankly see what's going on. So, like, it's becoming so just seen, like, you can see the stuff going on. So people right. aren't backing down this time, because it's enough's enough at one point, you know. So enough's enough at some point. So yeah,
right. Yeah. Right. Have you had to take a break from social media, or are you on, like, very, because for me, I'm like, I want to see everything, but mm-hmm. I also want to take a break. So yeah. How has it been for you?
It's been really hard. It's been super, super hard. And it's not, I don't know, I feel so torn, because I know that it's not my job to educate anyone, obviously, but it's also not my job, I feel like, to quote unquote get so tired of reposting and sharing, because that's what I'm supposed to do. And there was this, like, TikTok that I saw someone post this morning, and it was like, me as a Black woman, like, this week, like, feeling like I have to educate everyone, preach to the choir, like, this and this, posting, resharing, like, I'm exhausted, quite frankly. And I'm like, me too, like, because every single story that I see is, like, next, like, and I'm reading all the same things over and over and over and over. I'm signing all the petitions. I'm doing everything that I can. I've donated so much money, like, out of my own pocket, like, from this, because, like, I just believe so hardcore in it. But, like, social media has been draining. And, like, even this morning, I saw some really, like, hard things to, like, see, and, like, some comments on my video. Like, I don't have the energy to fight. I'll just say something really quickly and then just be done. Like, if you don't see the viewpoint in it, like, that's kind of your thing to educate yourself if you'd like. But, like, I'm not going to fight with you. I need to conserve my energy for other things. So, yeah. But I did take a break off of social media, like, not even last, 3 days ago. It was, I think, like, Sunday something. What day is today? That was not 3 days ago. I don't know. All the days are just getting mixed up. But
it's a week ago. It's
oh
okay.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, no, it's Saturday. Oh, no. Yeah. So, yeah, it was, like, on Sunday, I remember, because it was 2 days before the Tuesday blackout. And so I wanted to just take a day. I, like, left my phone upstairs. I just couldn't, like, watch any of it anymore. I was really exhausted of just, like, seeing everything and processing everything and then getting into, like, a loophole of, like, going to everyone's comments and everyone's, like, and their accounts and then their comments. And, like, it was just this dark hole that I just kept going down. I was like, I need to stop. Like, I'm not, what am I gaining out of this? What am I going to remember after an hour of doing this? Like, I just need to stop. So I stopped on Sunday, and then on Tuesday I did post the black square, and then I ended up deleting it because I was like, you know what, if I'm going to use this day to, like, quote unquote exhaust myself, I might as well just, like, you know, like, post something that's going to do something. So that day my story was, like, years long. Like, I don't even know, like, if I think that was just a way of me expressing myself, like, not even thinking that everyone was going to see it, because it was a very long story. But for anyone who did want to see it, I wanted to be that source of, like, education and whatever, if you wanted to see what you wanted to see. But yeah, social media has just been so draining on that point. It just really has been. So yeah, now I've just been, right, like, even today, like, I haven't really been on it that much. I saw, like, 30 minutes of it this morning, and then I've been off. So yeah, it's just, like, picking and choosing what you want to look at this point. Like, especially if you're feeling all of it, you know, like, you can take the chance to back up if you need to. So yeah.
Right. And I was watching your video the other day when you posted it, and it was one of those things to me where I was like, when you were talking about when you were younger, like, looking up, like, mm-hmm, oh, how do I become a white girl, yeah, and stuff like that. Like, that also is something that no one really talks about, I feel like, no, about how, I mean, nowadays people talk about it more, how we need more diversity, mm-hmm, and inclusion, but, like, when you grow up and you see everyone that looks like you, mm-hmm, and you see dolls that look like you, and you see, like, TV characters that look like you, you don't think it's a problem because you're, no, like, oh, right, they look like me, like, whatever. So I think it's really important also that you are using your platform to educate that, especially because you are in the entertainment, mm-hmm, industry, and that's what, exactly, you're going into for diversity and inclusion, because those, there are other little girls that might be thinking that way too. And I think something that I was thinking about, and you can let me know your thoughts on it, mm-hmm, but is, with entertainment, I'm really glad that there is a lot more diversity. Right. I hope that there's more diversity with more, like, main characters and not as much just the best friend and or whatever. Yeah. You know, yeah. So I hope that that is more of a thing that people are thinking about. But also with influencers and, like, social media space, I was actually thinking, like, it can kind of be dangerous when the only people you're watching and supporting now look like you, mm-hmm, because now I was thinking, I was like, we get to choose the YouTubers that we watch. Right, we get to choose. It's not like, right, yeah, it's not like we're watching a show and we don't know who the, mm-hmm, we can choose who the characters are. Like, now we're choosing. So I'm like, now is so freaking important to show diverse creators, mm-hmm, diverse content creators, diverse influencers, because you need to surround yourself with people that are not exactly like you.
Yes.
Like, to me, that's something that's like when people only have friends of, like, that all look, mm-hmm, the same, like in a sorority, and it's like all white girls. Right. It's like, don't you think that's an issue? I don't know. Like, to me, I'm like, do you
that's
not?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So your video made me think of that, because when you were thinking about, like, the dolls and the TV, and now you're in the entertainment industry, mm-hmm, and I was thinking it's so important for YouTube also, for YouTube to start recommending more diverse creators.
And that's the whole issue. YouTube doesn't do that. YouTube does not profit off of that. And my sister found someone the other day, and I was like, why has her videos never been recommended to me? Her videos are amazing. She, like, moved to China and, like, is, like, super bilingual. Like, she's so talented and, like, completely black. And there's, why isn't that being recommended to me? Like, she's so cool. She has, like, over 200,000 subscribers, but for some reason her videos have never been recommended to me. And I don't know, like, even in my subscription, like, even in my subscription box, I can see that literally 90% of my, like, people that I'm subscribed to are white, and that's just because of everyone that's been recommended to me and everyone that I consume. And I don't actively try to seek out people of color creators, and that's really sad, mm-hmm, because I am one myself. So I keep wondering, I'm like, where are the creators that look like me? Because, like, I can't search that up. Like, that has to, like, come, like, on the side, or, like, I need to see. But, like, with everything that I've been subscribed to since, like, 2012, since I started watching YouTube, it's just been, like, you know, like, Alicia Marie and everyone that looks like Alicia Marie, and now Emma Chamberlain and everyone that looks like Emma Chamberlain. So it's, like, it's really hard to find, like, actively seek out creators and, like, look them up. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
It is kind of dangerous to just be only supporting people that look like you, because then where are you getting all of this information from? Like, everyone thinks the same. Everyone looks the same. So even over the past couple of days, I see so many people, like, reposting other people of color creators and black creators, and that just feels so refreshing. Like, But that's the thing also. It's like, I don't want it to be a pity follow. I don't want to have people following because now it's a trend to follow people of color. Like, you know, so it's such a weird just mix because it's like, yeah, I want you to follow me, but because you like my content, not because now it's a trend to follow people of color creators, you know? So many people have been reaching out to me via DMs and like, I have to check my requests like all the time because there's new people just asking things, even though it's really not my job to like tell them like what to feel about whatever, it really isn't. But I mean, if they're coming to me from a respectful way and just genuinely trying to know something, then sure, like I'm gonna answer it, you know? But I even had a question the other day in my DMs about someone asking about reverse racism, and I'm like, that's not a thing, and like, it's really hard to explain that as well, because racism isn't just racist statements. It's not just like being just racist. Like, that's not what that is. Racism is a system. It's something that has been ingrained for a very, very long time. It's not just, I think so many people who are quote-unquote racist are usually 90% of the time not intending to be. They just don't know that they are, and they just don't know that they are. And it's very hard to, like, say that. Well, it's hard because the person who DM'd me, she's from, like, Australia. So things are different over there as well, like, and not in America. But in America's system, that's kind of how things are and how they've always been. Mm-hmm. But she was asking from a standpoint of how the people of color over there and the black people over there, she has been called like racial slurs and this and this and this, and like how they've been treating her bad even though she wants to understand them. And I'm like, look, there's always going to be bad black people, like there is going to be bad white people, you know, like it's always going to be that quite literally doesn't really have anything to do with race. It's just kind of someone's morality, you know? But as a whole, like completely the world, like everyone, every single country, whatever, especially America, like that's how things have been built. So like I had to explain to her that like reverse racism isn't a thing because the white people are predominantly in power here, and that's how it's always been. So there's no way that someone can be racist. They can be prejudiced. They were prejudiced against you by saying the things that they said to you, but they can't be racist. So that was like a conversation that I had to have. It wasn't uncomfortable. It was good to like get it across, even though she was like, thanks for clearing it up, even though I still don't understand, thank you for like taking the time. So like I think people can have these conversations. They're not dangerous, but they need to be said and they need to happen. So I'd rather someone have a conversation and let it be quote unquote uncomfortable than to not have said anything at all and then always be like questioning, mm-hmm. should I have like said something, you know? Because like right now quite literally is the time for everyone to just speak up and say what they need to say, whether if they want to know about something or like whether if they are trying to get insight about something. Look it up. Google's a great like tool, you know? You're gonna get lots of different responses, but like you can research this stuff quite literally. So do your job, like whatever that is. But I am glad that people have been like reaching out and just asking or just being like, how do I promote this when I have a smaller influence and the majority of the people who follow me aren't really seeing what's going on, you know?
I'm gonna take a quick break to tell you guys about our sponsor. You guys all know what Spotify is, but on Spotify, you can listen to all of your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. So you do not need to have a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one that you're listening to right now. On Spotify, you can follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are. And you can also easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. So if you're listening to this ad right now, you should take a pause and share your podcast, or share my podcast, I should say, on your Instagram story and let other people know where to find it. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app, search for The Real Real Podcast on Spotify, or browse podcasts in your library tab. Also, make sure to follow me so you never miss an episode of The Real Real Podcast.
So good questions for sure, and I'm willing to ask it, but it does get exhausting when it's like every single person and I'm trying to tend to every single person and what they need and like what they need, because like I need things too, like I need to chill, like, you know, like I'm tired. But yeah, so uncomfortable, like, conversations, but like good ones that needed to happen. So yeah,
good. No, and your high school that you went to in Charlotte, it was a theater,
or
it was
it was an arts high school. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it was it a predominantly white high school?
No, it's completely it's very diverse. I think it's predominantly black and people of color, but there are a lot of white students there. But that's honestly where I just grew up being so open-minded, and I think everyone else too there, because we just grew up knowing that like gay is okay and like being whoever you want to be is okay, you know? So we grew up in that environment. Everyone had different crazy hair colors. It wasn't your typical like normal high school where like things are accepted like that, you know? So we grew up in a very just open environment. We were always encouraging each other to speak out. We were always doing things like this, like protesting for this, you know. We had to protest for school shootings that were going on, you know, like just craziness, like just everything on the end of the spectrum. So like our school was just always just so passionate and just very powerful in that way, that we had that say and people knew that we were the school of like the rainbows, like quite literally we were the school of the rainbows.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
A lot of times I feel like when you're young and you see, like, I've been seeing so many like teenagers now, which is really sad, doing like posting the stupidest stuff on Snapchat. Just like horrible. Like, it's just like, I cannot believe you are 15 and you are posting a George Floyd challenge. Like, that is like, to me, so heartbreaking.
That, and then I've seen people have conversations about like, I can't be friends with black people unless they have something to offer, and like things like that. It's been insane. It's been so damaging to look at, because I forget that these people actually have faces and they're actually like people. Like, sometimes, like, it's so hard for me because I always see the good in people. Like, I want to make sure that, like, I know that there's some good in you, but honestly, I've learned over the past couple of years that there are just some people who have malicious intent, and it is so sad, because, and these people, like, that I just said, like, the one who was like, oh, like, I can only be friends with black people if they have something to offer, she, like,
who says
she got
that?
Into, girl, girl,
like, who that's what thinks I'm saying. That it's okay to say that?
Yeah.
Not only think it, but, like,
yeah.
Oh, the world needs to hear this.
Exactly. And the two girls who were part of that conversation, they got into nursing school in college. And so can you imagine, like, them getting, like, being as, like, that's racist. That's just straight up racist. But, like, racist as they are, taking care of black patients. You know what I'm saying? Like, you inserting a needle to someone and you just kind of maybe have malicious intent, you might put the needle the other way, and that could be damaging towards someone, you know? So,
or just not care as much.
It's like, just not care at all. Literally not care at all. I'm like, but so it's been crazy. Yeah, all these like teens, and like, again, racism is taught. Racism is very taught. You just don't pop out of the womb being like, I don't like black people, I don't like Hispanic people. Like, you don't do that, you know? So I think that our school also shaped a lot of people who were kind of neutral in that sense, where their parents weren't outright like racist. They just had their own beliefs, and they're taught like them growing up and their beliefs as well. But I think our school just kind of opened it up to being like, hey, like, these are what other people look like, whatever. So I think it always became very, like, you never saw anyone bullying someone at my school because they were gay. Like, that just never happened. It was always just normal. There was someone coming out every single day. So, like, it just wasn't, like, a thing, you know? So, yeah, I think that it's very important to have these conversations, especially as a teen, because, or as a kid, because, like, at this point, I think being younger, you're more open to that change because you're still learning and you're still growing and you're still trying to figure out how other people work as well as how you think and how you work. So it's more easy to adapt. I don't think if I went to Northwest, I don't think I'd be as open-minded, as outspoken, and as, I don't know, caring about other people, if that makes any sense, just because our school just did such a good job of doing that. And like our school environment and our school like setting, it was just always that kind of like love energy type thing. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, because I just see younger people and I'm like, that's that you're just being taught that, like you said, like these are the conversations taught. That go on in your house. And so it's really important for them to kind of hear other perspectives
for
and
sure.
to not, you know, and it does start at school, and it starts with the people you hang out with and who you like, your sports club or whatever that might look like for you, you know. But I think a lot of times people think of like, oh my God, well, it's the next generation is going to be amazing. And I do think that. I do think our generation will be the one to make a change.
For sure.
But there's also people in our generation that are not, like, that they are still very closed-minded and are not as open-minded. And that's where I, like, that just, like, makes me so sad. So that's also, like, where the, you can't just stop after the social media trend dies down. And, like, that's it. And, like, oh, stop convincing the older people. Like, it's the younger people that you should
it
also
really
be
is because I mean the older people
with.
Like, this might be insensitive, but like, they're about to have their time and then they're done. So like, if all you can do with your grandparents and your great-grandparents is just tell your point of view and say how you feel, and that's all you can do, and you're not going to change that, so be it. That's fine, at least you said it. But right now our generation is going to be the one that's going to be laying on this earth for a pretty long time. So we need to go ahead and start speaking amongst the people and calling out your racist peers and calling out their slurs and calling out everything that they're saying, because even though you might lose a friend, like, this is just being a like a humane person, and it's just as simple as that, you know. So
right. Yeah, I think it also starts with, like you're saying, calling out people. Mm-hmm. And not even in a mean way.
No.
I mean, not like, oh my God, you suck. Like, I never want to speak to you again, like, because of what something you said. But, like, for example, at my school or at my college, there was a fraternity that just, like, expelled one of their members because there was, like, a Snapchat of him yelling the N-word.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
They, like, expelled him right away. And they're like, oh my God, like, he doesn't belong here, whatever. Like, he's not a part of our fraternity or whatever. And to me, I'm like, I bet that that's not the first time they've heard him say that, but it's probably the first time
that
the
it was
video
recorded. Yes, exactly.
You know, like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, it's probably just the first time that the video went out. Good that they took action. Not going to say anything bad about that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to judge. Like, maybe they'd never heard it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that, like, in the moment, you should be like, hey, like, that's a little bit rude. Like, maybe don't say that. That's offensive. Don't say that. And instead of, like, as, like, me, like, if my, with my friends, like, if I have other, like, white friends or, like, non-black friends that are saying something offensive or whatever it is, like, to just be in a very, like, loving way, like, hey, that's not right. Like, that's not cool. And maybe, hopefully, then that it's just, like, being less passive about it.
Right.
Like, being actually, like, active and saying that instead of when it gets to the point where they're, like, yelling that on a screen and thinking that's okay to even post, like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, that's I mean, I've had some definitely tough conversations this week. I've had some, like, a lot of talks with people in my own personal life, and so I think that's all I can do, and that's all I mean, I'm donating.
Yes, for
I'm trying to, like, read as many books as possible. I mean, there's so many resources out there for people that there's no excuse anymore.
Right.
Like, there's literally zero excuses now. So, but this week has definitely been, I hope it lasts longer than this week. I hope it continues.
For sure,
like,
for sure.
Past social media, as much as I'm happy that it's on social media. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I just hope that it lasts longer, you know, and that we can keep this conversation going. But yeah, what are you... What is, like, your main hope for the future or for, like, this Black Lives Matter movement and the protests and the change that you want to happen?
I think that the biggest thing is just honestly remembering that we all bleed the same blood, like, at the end of the day. It's just, I don't think, at this point, it's just super black and white if you're racist or not, like, haha, no pun intended, but, like, it really is. There's no gray area anymore. If you're not anti-racist, you might as well just be racist. But yeah, I really do just want people to take away, just be a good person. At this point, you know what's right and wrong, you know? I mean, even if you've been surrounded by the same people in your life, I don't think it's that hard to educate yourself. Technology is all you've got these days. Like, that's basically what you're surrounded by 10 times out of the day. You know, like, you're always on your phone. You're always on your laptop. Use that time to research something that's not another YouTube video that you're watching. You know, like, use that time and dedicate that to other things. You can learn so much more that way, you know? So, yeah, I just want people to just be more open-minded. Just to, I don't know, there are a lot of... There's a lot of information, like I said, going out, and some of it I don't agree with, and, like, that's me being a black person as well. Like, I sometimes don't agree with some things another black person is saying, and that is the beauty of everything going on. But I think the underlying message is obviously to know what's right and wrong in your own way, but also listen to other people and see what they feel like. It's just a lot. Like, it's so hard to explain because it's not just, like, one blanket statement that can be like, well, I hope world peace, because, like, you know.
Yeah.
People have their opinions. Yeah. They're always going to have their own opinions, but it's how you deal with it, and it's how you learn from them and see how they view life and just kind of figure out how you want to also project that into the world and how you want to be a better person. And it's just as simple as that, honestly. Just being a good person, whether if that is just whatever your intent that you have, and then whether if you do have those quote-unquote beliefs, if you don't use that to actually harm someone, then you have your beliefs. I will stand away and just love you from all the way over there, and that's fine. Like, for me, if you have beliefs that just don't align with mine, fine. But don't go ahead and harm someone and kill someone and just, like, call out someone and bully them online. Like, that's just excessive. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to have different beliefs. Otherwise, we'd all be the same person, you know? So, yeah, that's about it. Just be a good person.
Well, I'm really happy that you came on my podcast.
Me too.
It's been a year, so we should make this a recurring theme.
I know.
Like, next
episode,
we'll have you on wherever you're at, in New York, LA, on Broadway, wherever you are.
So
I will have you on to talk about that. Because it's funny, because I've talked to you when you were... Were you still in high school, or did you had just you just graduated? Or were you still
on
in
the
high
podcast?
School when you were on my podcast?
When I was on your podcast, I had just graduated. It was, like, the summer. It was, like, June, July. So, yeah.
Right. Right. So you just graduated high school and you weren't even sure if you were going to move to New York yet.
No,
right?
I got offered to move to New York City, like for the nannying, whatever. And then it just kind of worked out that way. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So next podcast episode, I want to see you like on a TV show.
Done and done.
In a movie on Broadway, yes. Somewhere like that, where you are definitely going to be really like sometime
Aww,
soon.
Thank you. That is so sweet. Oh yeah. My gosh. I love this podcast. One of my faves. So definitely subscribe if you guys
Thanks.
Haven't already. It's the best. But yeah, love you so much. Thanks.
You also have a podcast that you
revamped
and launched.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other thing. I, like, literally re-kicked up my podcast. Natalie was my last episode, and then I just put out. Yeah, so how funny. I got just so busy, and then I was going to New York City, like, 3 times, and it was insane. So I stopped the podcast, just revamped it, and it's amazing. So I'm going to have tons of people on there as well. We might have Natalie on another episode, so we'll see. And, yeah, it's called High Key Adulting. If you guys want to check it out, I'm pretty sure Natalie can do her magic and have it mm-hmm. down below. And yeah,
I know. Yeah, check out her YouTube. So everywhere it's just at Jada Jones with like three S's, four S's,
something like
three
that.
S's.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have everything down there. But Jada Jones, thank you so much for coming on my podcast.
You're the best.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. If you guys want to follow Jada, I'm going to have all her stuff in the description. But thank you guys for listening. I hope that this week has taught you something. I don't want the conversation to end this week. I want to continue it. I want to keep learning. I want to keep listening. So hope that you guys enjoyed the episode. And anyways, thank you, Jada, for being a guest on the show again. And yeah, I'll see you guys next Monday with another episode of The Real Real Podcast.